Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. 2021. What a ride. A year where players have been tested like never before.
The risk to stay in New South Wales was too great, so we were left with no choice but to move all our teams to Queensland.
Every week, a step into the unknown.
Operation Exit, COVID Sydney. Next stop, Queensland's bubbles.
But now, that's all behind us.
The finals are here at last.
We've bid farewell to 12 teams.
Goodbye!
Every moment of the NRL Finals lives here. Now, the Rabbitohs feed the Sea Eagles. For Ream and McDonald's, Triple M rocks Finals footy.
Four teams standing, three games to go. Welcome aboard preliminary final weekend as Triple M rocks the finals. The game has moved to Suncorp where it will stay for the remainder of the season. Prelim final tonight, South versus Manly. Prelim final tomorrow afternoon, Melbourne and Penrith in a grand final rematch. And then the big one next Sunday night. But we've already had some drama here. MG, hello to you.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Dale. Hello, everybody who's listening.
Wendell Saylor, we meet again. Hello, brother.
Yes, good evening, guys. Great to be here. Finals time. I love sudden death football, but there's been a few things happening tonight in and around the game.
And we bring in a man who, for years, has attacked Sydney traffic and complained about Sydney traffic. Gordon Tallis, as I bring you in, what has happened for those that aren't aware of the news? Hello to you, mate.
G'day, guys. How you going? No, look, obviously, Manly, they're based on the Sunshine Coast. On a good good Friday afternoon, I reckon it's about 2.5 hours' drive. And the Gold Coast is pretty much the same. So, believe it or not, South Sydney were 15 minutes late to when they were expected to arrive. But they delayed the game. I think it's an 8:05 kickoff. So, there's not too much drama. But both sides have been here for about half an hour. So, I reckon they'd like to get the game on a little bit earlier. So, both sides have been here now for 20 minutes. All the Manly players have walked out, had a kick around. And Daly Cherry Evans just got a photo opportunity. The toss just went. I didn't even look at it. So, I can't even give you an update on who won. But anyway.
Hang on. We were told, major traffic. Yeah. And they got here 20 minutes ago. They could have started at 7:50, couldn't AMG?
Yeah, of course.
You're rushing.
Oh, you don't want to
rushing in, mate. Like,
you don't want to rush.
What are people doing at this point in time anyway, other than being in lockdown?
Why? Yes, Gordon.
Dan, but the big thing is Manly got a police escort. I think the two guys beside you might have had a police escort.
Listen, just try some of that bus again, Gordon. Appreciate that, mate.
Can I ask this very dumb question? Why are these teams not staying in Brisbane the night before the game?
That's a good question. Well, it's a good question when they're not, you know, in lockdown, so to speak.
Yeah.
When the rules out there are a lot less relaxed, a lot more relaxed, you'd think that they'd be, both staying in Brisbane, so they'd have to travel 2.5 hours before a game, especially Manly.
Gordy?
Yeah, Dan, look, I think it's up to the sides. One of the NRL guys walked past, and some teams on the Friday night game, because they've, it's taken them 2.5 hours to get here in traffic, that they have made their way up about lunchtime, had a hotel, had a couple of hours in the hotel, and then come to the game. Obviously, Desi and Wayne chose not to, but they both left at 4 o'clock, so they thought, 3 hours would get us here in time. But anyway, it's delayed 15 minutes, which I don't see any reason why it should have been, but the game will be on.
Anyway, I'm sure TV will squeeze in some more ads, and there'll be beneficiaries all over the place. But Del, why would you want to sit on a bus for 3 hours on the day of a game? Doesn't that seem a bit?
Yeah, it's got
to say. Gordy said it. The NRL would have coughed up, so it's not. So obviously, it was a tactical decision.
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem bizarre?
Doesn't make sense, because even like this is, it's sudden death football. You want your team to be ready to go. And you're not going to be ready to go after you've got to be ready to go after 2.5, 3 hours. But if you've got the opportunity to be 10 minutes away, 15 minutes away from the stadium, mate, you stay overnight and it's done and dusted.
Well, it's like when we played against, in Sydney, and we played against Newcastle, we're 2.5 hours away. Not once did we go up on the day of the game. We'd always go up the night before, have a dinner.
Yeah.
So you get up in the hotel right near the ground, walk to the ground if you have to. It's just a lot more ways of relaxing. And I think that puts them under undue pressure.
Hey, Gordy, I know ticket sales are a touch slow, and I'm not having a go at Brisbane people. No. They've had a lot of football over the last couple of months, and there's no Queensland teams playing
this weekend. But is there now a real buzz about this weekend?
Yeah, look, look, there has been, Dan, because my phone has been ringing off the hook for GF tickets. I'm not too sure about this weekend's footy because obviously I went away with the kids at school holidays up here, so I was out of range. But yes, there is a buzz. So do you know what? Like, there wasn't a buzz for the 6 or 8 weeks because there was no promotion of the game. We didn't know, you know. I think on Tuesday they were getting announced what grounds and who was playing, but there is a buzz around town now. Everybody knows. I think the final series, other than Melbourne and Manly in the first game of the final series, every other game has been one of the best games of the year. Like, they've been absolutely outstanding.
And this game, just for those tuning in, 8:05 is when it kicks off now. 8:05 tomorrow, 4 o'clock. You probably know by now that's because of the AFL Grand Final. All of it you'll hear here on Triple M, by the way. So the two league games, and then it dovetails nicely into the AFL. We do prime time for Canadian Club. If you're over beer, oh, gee, I tell you what, it's Canadian Club weather now. Canadian Club wants to stock your fridge full of the good stuff. Daylight saving starts next week for people south of the border, right. MG.
Awesome.
So, always starts grand final day.
Yes.
Some changes, gentlemen. Souths are 1-17, but Manly, as we knew, have lost Brad Parker. Moses Suli comes in, and the change with Sean Kepi to start once again and Marty Tapau off the bench.
Yeah.
So... I did that last week, MG, and you do like
it. I think Kepi is a real handful. He set a platform last weekend for the Manly forwards, and I just think that Marty Tapau of late, he's lacking that size and strength that most front rowers have these days. I think if he's coming on against a tired forward pack, he's a lot better. He's a lot better than that. I think he's looking to probably play this way for the rest of his career, I reckon. Marty Tapau off the bench, right, as an impact player, even a back rower, even lock, put him at lock, even
big challenge against the likes of Burgess and Arrow when they come into it. So he'll certainly have to roll his sleeves up. Del, do you think Manly are any worse off for having Suli in the team, given how well he's played this year? Parker's had a good year as well, and he's not there.
I think Suli at his best, he can be so destructive, but I worry about him in defence sometimes. Sometimes he gets a bit lazy and makes bad decisions. Parker's just, he's Mr. Reliable. He's all round. He's had his best year this year. But I think at the moment, if you had the chance to have Parker there, I think he's a lot more solid for you. But Suli can do, he can destroy centres.
Last game he played, I'm pretty sure it was against Canberra, and he had a monster game, 200 metres, had a couple of big line breaks, and people were genuinely surprised that Dez didn't keep him in the team.
Yeah, they couldn't handle him, but I think Dez goes back to, like, I think he likes to trust his defence a little bit too, and then...
But it's
been interesting. Man, some of those young backs have done a really good job this season. You know, I know we talk about Tommy Turbo and DCE, but, you know, Saab and these guys, the backs were Ruben Garrick. Yeah. I knew Garrick was a good player, but I just didn't think he could play at that level. I suppose that's what when you're playing good football, and that's what Tommy Turbo does for your confidence.
All right. So, and big change for tomorrow, MG.
Massive.
You've got this one. Moses Leota out.
Yeah, he was welcome back last week after being off against the Rabbitohs, and he was probably one of our best forwards.
He was.
Against Parra.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later, for those who are about to do some investing, and we'll catch up with our man from Ladbrokes shortly, just keep all that in mind. Now, it's a beautiful night in Brisbane, isn't it, Gordy? Tell us, I know tomorrow's going to be something like 27 degrees, but it's nothing like that, is it, right now?
No, it's perfect conditions. It's absolutely outstanding. A little bit of breeze. So the side that's going to run from the Milton Street end will have the breeze at their back, just a slight breeze at their back, but it is great conditions. It's absolutely perfect. A beautiful sunny day. Wasn't a cloud in the sky. Fast track. The fields have held up pretty well. They've had a lot of footy on them and obviously rugby union as well. So, but this field looks outstanding. So it should be a good, clean, fast game.
Beauty.
I heard Gordy, they re-turfed that field today, the Suncorp. Is that true, or they just patched it up?
They might have patched up a few parts, but obviously we're in the dirty zone, so I can't actually get out there and have a little bit of a walk around, but the field looks great. So obviously from the camera angles, like, you might see the new patches that they drop in at either end, but in the middle of the field, it looks like it's the same old grass.
Now, we're going to touch on South shortly, but let's look at Manly here. And it's not often
Ryan Girdler, his comments dictate the theme of the week. I suppose because it is Girds, and he doesn't normally come out swinging, you got to say.
He's a nice guy. It's got
a bit of punch about it when he comes out and calls the team flat-track bullies.
And he does have a few businesses in Manly as well.
not anymore, but
look, people are going to come in there when he reopens and steal all his splendours and all the sugars and just rip them open and leave them all over his floor.
Look, I think because it come from Gerds, we've got to take it on board because he's not a shock jock.
That's right.
He's not a guy who says stuff to get himself in papers or quoted in stuff. He obviously believes it. I don't know whether he wanted to experience the backlash that he's experienced at the moment.
I think he's just being himself.
Yeah, because I think he looked at he looked at the last 8 or 10 games and saw who they really beat.
Yeah, yeah.
So I understood what he was trying to say.
Yep.
And the way he said it probably didn't come out right, but I think it maximised.
No, I think he meant the role. I think he was like, you know what? Yeah. Bugger it. I'm going to say what no one else has the guts to say.
Yeah.
Fatty was it on your show, MG?
Yep.
The Rush Hour. Mm. This is what he had to say about it.
I don't even know what flat track bullies means, but look, all you can do in rugby league is beat the teams you come up against. Mm. And since the four in a row that they lost, they've been outstanding. And I don't care who they've played. I mean, I know Melbourne put them to the sword a couple of weeks ago, but I think they're that good. They're up for the challenge. They're up for the challenge of Souths. And sure, they may not have played against the top teams twice, that being Souths, Penrith, Melbourne, but they're ready for them now, I can tell you.
And you could go through the South Sydney run before their Penrith win. The Penrith win stands above all the others.
Yeah.
It's a pretty similar run, to be honest.
That's right.
I mean, they've beaten Power a couple of times, but so did Manly. But apart from that, a lot of feasting on bottom eight teams. And again, Fatty's right. And Gerds did acknowledge this. It's not Manly's fault.
That's right.
They've been served up all these powder puffs and flogged them. But Gerds' point was, well, the couple of times they have had to play quality, namely Melbourne, they've come up short. So,
well, that's an unbelievable stat that Des Hasler has never lost a game as a player or a coach.
A prelim.
In a prelim. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, 5-0 as a coach. I don't know what he's played. But he's
3-0.
Yeah.
Wow.
8-8 as a player and coach. Unbelievable. And you've got to take something into that.
Yeah, of course.
You've got to heed that. And then you look at Wayne Bennett's record, who's done everything in the game.
Yeah.
What is it? His 17th. Prelim?
17th.
15th prelim.
It's the 15th prelim, but 2 years he didn't even need to go through the prelim. It was the old system. And
yeah,
so 17th time he's got this far.
Wow.
7 wins, 7 losses. Wayne's gift is once the team gets to the grand final,
he doesn't
lose, really.
Other than 87, I think. He's an assistant, eh?
Canberra.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Brisbane in 15, where they
were drawn
at full time.
You're right,
So they only lost in extra time.
Right.
So this is the hurdle for South, and we'll touch on them in a moment. All right, let's take a break because we've got so much to cover. Don't forget, 8:05 kickoff now, so we've got a little bit more time to get ourselves ready, but it's an 8:05 kickoff. The Bunnies and the Seagulls, Triple M rocking. Preliminary final weekend, Ream Hot Water and Macca's bring us the footy as always.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Yes, indeed. It's South Sydney versus Manly, who played in a final a couple of years ago, 2019. It was very controversial. I think it was drawn at full time and did it go to extra time? And Jake Trbojevic was sent to the sin bin and South ended up winning 34-26.
That's right. Wow.
Sort of vague. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's only 2 years ago, MG and Dell, but it feels like an eternity. South have a very good head-to-head record against Manly in recent times. Their new head coach will be Jason Demetrio. Let's have a listen to him. He's with Gordon Tallis. Yes, he's with Gordy. He's right here.
Jason, thanks for joining us. How has the delay affected you guys?
Oh, not really. You know, we come here a few weeks ago and we got a bit of a delay then, so we've been expecting a bit of traffic. But, yeah, look, the boys are pumped. You know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, it ain't going to hurt us too much.
Jason, how much time on Tommy Trbojevic? How much time on South Sydney this week?
Oh, look, majority of it on South Sydney. You know, I think the one thing we talked about was our communication. Tommy can pop up all over the field. We've got to recognise where he is and be constantly talking him up. So, and we've got to do it for 80 minutes. He's a real threat.
And the battle of the two scientists in the box, how has the big fella been this week?
Oh, he's been at his best. I think he's been at his best probably for the last month. Actually, he's been really relaxed, but when he's needed up the ante, he's up the ante, and he's got the boys firing tonight for sure.
Thanks for chatting to us, Jace. Good luck, mate.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
So, Del, let me ask you. So you were at the mighty Broncos when Wayne had Craig Bellamy as his assistant. And we know how good a tactician Craig is, and apparently Jason's the same. What role would Jason have? Like, how hands-on would he be with this current South lot?
Well, I think the best thing about Wayne is he's such a good man manager, but tactically, the games move very quickly. He wouldn't mind Jason Demetro, employing what he thinks. Like, if he was to say, Jason, this is what I think we should... We're playing down the left side so much. We're scoring a lot of tries here, but we need to go to the right a few times. Jason Demetro has got such a good footy brain, and he's been waiting for a long time for this shot. That's why he left the Dragons, you know. Obviously, Wayne hunted him. Wayne wanted him. Wayne, at this stage, Wayne doesn't mind input, because I think Wayne understands he's...
Yeah.
I think he's 69, 70 or whatever. And
71.
Is he 71?
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, you should know. You're his best mate.
No, I know.
I think he's employed the adage of employ your weakness.
That's it.
You know, like when you, I do it now. I can't do anything at home carpentry wise, so I get someone who can. You employ your weakness. And I think Wayne Bennett is really the best at it. I think the way he's evolved, the way Demetrio sounds, then the way the South Sydney have played, they've lost one game in the last 13 or 14 games. He's just... I don't know what it is, but he just got it.
But just even his strength, Bart, like in the last month, as you said, he's been at his best for the last month because he's taken the media, he's taken the hits. He's been at his best because he knows he takes a lot of pressure off, young Taff. They're not talking about Taff so much. I know there's an article in the paper today about young Taff.
Yeah.
You know, he's a good young player, but like straight away, mate, the first thing you're going to be doing is kicking him a bomb early. If you're Terry Evans, you're kicking him a flare early, because if he drops one early, mate, I know he got back on the horse, which is really good, but this is a different sort of pressure now. And now, I'm not saying not now that we know him, but there's an expectation of him now.
I know it's not his first game or his second game. It's his seventh game, but it's his second one in this real scenario.
Yes.
Is the second game harder than the first?
I think it is now, because on the tip sheets, obviously you've had that hype from the first game. Like, I think he was our man of the match, or close to man of the match in that game. And just the way that he played, like, there's an expectation now.
Mm.
So now, and also, as a young player, you get a little bit of a strut now. You're like, your name's in the paper and that. Not in a bad way.
No.
But you understand this is NRL finals. And don't forget, they haven't been in, like, they've been in camp all the time. So they're around all the boys and stuff. So it's
And it's the first time Blake Taff has been involved in a knockout elimination.
Yeah, sudden death. Yes. It's a different...
Once you lose, you're gone. That kind of makes your bum cheeks clench a little bit tighter.
Beautiful.
It does.
I love your description, Jim. We all understand that.
And if anything we could talk about, the bum cheeks tightening, that's great, MG. I love that.
And with that in mind, let's go to Gordy. What would you like to chip into this?
I'm still thinking about it. I need a visual, guys. I'm not too good on theory. But you know what? Like, just getting back to Wayne Bennett, I think most coaches now... it's probably a three-way coaching, and like everybody talks about, the assistants do the day-to-day coaching. I reckon they'd sit down on Monday and Tuesday, or they'd work out a plan. But there's no doubt that the old dog showed that, the pressure he put on Penrith, and just the way he could control the media. And the greatest thing about Wayne Bennett is you have not heard one thing about his players. You haven't heard about a young kid, playing his second game, or he just takes all the pressure off him. And he lets you prepare the best you possibly can to play your best at 8:05 tonight, and that's the master that he's got deep within him. And some of the young guys, they probably overcoach a little bit, MG, and we've all had that. We're all nervous, and you can see when coaches are nervous, and I'm sure Wayne's been nervous at times, but he hides it better than all the other guys.
Yeah, it was no secret. Him and Bellamy do the best at it.
Yeah.
And they're the most successful in the competition at the moment.
Well,
and if they win, he will step it up in terms of his media presence. Oh. It'll be all about Wayne next week.
The cheating. Mate, I hope the game cracks down on it.
Well, no matter what, Gordy, he'll either be up against Bellamy, and they've been at it for years, or against Cleary, and we know now that those two don't particularly get on. So either way, it's going to be about the coaches, which is beautiful. Bennett would be just rubbing his hands together thinking, we're just going to get through this bloody game here tonight.
Are you blokes writing Manly off?
I'm not.
Who are
you tipping, Del?
I'm tipping the Bunnies.
Oh, yeah. So don't put it on us.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
I think they deserve to be favourites, Rabbitohs. But I just, honestly, this is a really... Gordy mentioned about the first game of the finals being the worst one, Melbourne versus Manly. Since then, every game, every single game has been fantastic. I think other teams have seen the intensity of what Melbourne delivered that night against Manly. They said, you know what? We've got up the ante. Everyone's got up the ante. We saw Parramatta do it last week. Saw South do it the week before. Everyone's defensive efforts are just getting stronger and stronger. And I think tonight's going to be one of the games where we're going to say on numerous occasions, whoa, well, another big hit, another massive hit.
Yeah.
Callum, these young back rowers, Callum Atungi and Schuster against and Sua and, you know, and, it's unbelievable.
Arrow coming off the bench.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
Oh,
that's mandatory day. It's good.
And you know what?
Bolakowatu.
And I think that the week off, you know, MG, like when we were playing in Dell, you know, like the week off sometimes would be a hindrance because you'd lose your momentum. I think it's invaluable these days.
Yeah,
I think,
bloody oath.
You know, and that's the reason why I'm going to tip South, because they've had a week off. They've got all those bumps and bruises. They've been able to prepare. And you know what? They have a week off and they get through their hard work and they got 7 days of focusing on one footy side. And I think that's a huge benefit in these days.
Does the fact, and this is a question for all three of you, I'll start with you, Gordy, the fact they've lost their last three prelim finals have any impact, good or bad? Will there be that part of them in the back of the head going, we cannot lose tonight? We can almost, you know, we just got to get to the grand final. If we win or lose next week, it almost, well, doesn't matter, but we just cannot fall at this stage again.
Dan, it's probably the wrong question for me, because every time I made finals, I was so excited being there. I'd be one game away from the grand final. I do believe these are the hardest games I've ever played, and these are the most nervous that I've ever been, and these are the games that I found the hardest to win, because you know that there's one more game and there's injuries, there's suspension, there's so much going through your head. But I never thought of the year before we lost in this game.
With the Rabbitohs about being tense, of course it's going to come into their psyche at some stage. But this is the first time in the last 3 years they've actually won week one. Against the Roosters, against the Panthers, Raiders, and then the Panthers. They did it the hard way.
That's right.
So this is the first week, as Gordy said, they've had a week off.
Well, yes. the team with a week off has won six in a row in the prelim final stage. So all you fellas are completely right how important it is. Not a guarantee, but it is clearly a factor.
What worries me is they've been beaten by 50 points twice this year.
Yeah.
I know it's a different team and different attitude, but that makes me a little bit nervous too.
You're not supposed to win, are you? You're not supposed to win the comp when you had 50 points scored on you. They did it twice, and no Latrell. But then all of a sudden they beat Penrith like they did 2 weeks ago. We go, well, they can win the comp.
Yeah.
Do we think tonight high scoring, low scoring?
I think tonight's high.
I think high scoring. Yeah. Look at this.
I think tomorrow night's. I think tomorrow Arvo's low.
Even with
really
27. See, I tend to agree, but then you factor in 27 degrees.
Yes.
Daytime footy.
Yes.
Now, Del, I'm with MG. I think it's a defensive war tomorrow.
I think it'll open it up. I think it'll open up tomorrow.
Yeah.
4 o'clock game?
Yep.
Yeah. Mate, hello. Ka-ching, ka-ching. High scoring game.
I think it helps Penrith, to be honest.
I just think the dry game,
okay. I think at night time when you've got Melbourne Storm in that then little bit slippery conditions, they get you like a boa constrictor. They just strangle you.
Yeah.
But when it's hotter and it's the conducive to fast flowing footy, Penrith have got to chance their arm.
Mm.
Penrith have got to express themselves in every time they get the ball. Don't go die wondering.
I cannot believe how badly they've been written off this weekend. I get Melbourne absolutely deserve to be favourites. They're clearly the superior team. They've had the week off. But my God, Penrith, $3.50 with Ladbrokes. Like, it's almost like they're there to make up the numbers. It's astonishing the way they've just been brushed aside because of one bad night against South.
Well, I think people are thinking that Nathan's shoulder's a little bit bunged up.
Yeah.
I think they're thinking that Billy Kickow's knee's probably worse than it is, and they're thinking Brian To'o, his ankle is worse. But you won't know until tomorrow. We won't know.
But also, they're not playing like a team.
No, I'm not,
they're defending like a team, but in attack, they're not like what they have been the last 12 or 18 months. And people are going, they're second-guessing themselves now. But they're a team that can just put it together. Like Luai last week, he was going hard early. Like, a couple of those little half opportunities, if he opens them up there, it's a different game. And I would have started with Kickout.
I'd start with Pengai Jr.
Yes.
I would signal my intentions from the get-go.
Wow.
I would say, you know what? You've got the biggest, meanest pack in the comp. Well, guess what? Kickout and Tavita, rip in.
Was it you that said it in the call last week? Kickout coming off the bench, he almost looked disinterested at times.
Yeah, I didn't call their game, but
someone was here and said he doesn't look interested.
Well, there's no coincidence, Dan. The last 4 weeks they've played, they've trod a little bit of water. And that's the four times that Billy started from the bench. And ever since the Tigers game up at Redcliffe, that's when Billy Kickout started starting off the bench.
Yeah.
And it's no coincidence. That's when they looked a little bit flat. I think you've got to start your best team.
Yeah, I think
in finals footy, in knockout finals footy, you've got to start your most impact players. Pengai Jr., I'd put him in the front row, not Liam Martin.
Yes.
For Moses Leota. I'd just say, you go. This could be your last game for us.
Yeah.
Just do what you can.
Mate, in that first 20 minutes, I was saying it even with Gerdsen. I don't think Gerdsen, I think him and I both were talking about it. Mate, you've got to start Kickout early. You've got to terrorise
him. Get him
early
into the game.
Mate, because the longer he sits there, and then he comes on, and then he tries to, like he did in the grand final, he kept trying to push the pass and the miracle play. He doesn't need to do that. If he starts from the get-go...
He's in the rhythm of the game. 100%. And everything. Yeah, he's flowing. But it's a specialist position now, the bench.
Yeah, you know.
You've got to come off the bench and do something that... Like, it's hard for a big bloke like Billy Kickout to come off the bench and be subtle. You know, it's hard for
a bloke.
He just gets straight in. And sometimes you don't need him to do that. Yeah. Sometimes you need a quick play of the ball or a quick pass. And when you're on the bench, you're sitting there going, well, I haven't done anything in 15 minutes. I wanted to get out there and run three times. I want to pass four times. And someone like he's not for the bench, I don't think.
Del, imagine you're a Melbourne fan.
Yeah.
Would you be disappointed if your team didn't go after Cleary's shoulder, even if it meant being a little bit illegal, a little bit naughty about going after Cleary's shoulder?
Oh, of course it's...
You've got to go after it.
But Christian Welsh has already spoken about it, but that's... Melbourne pushed the boundaries. I think Bellamy's record's like 69% winning record. That's ridiculous as a coach.
His finals record is pretty much the same as his regular season.
Yeah.
Record. I think if he wins, he'll go into his 10th grand final. Now, yes, I understand everyone. You've got to put an asterisk to some of them. But it would be Wayne Bennett's going for his 10th.
Yes.
Ivan Cleary. Gee, it's a big weekend for Ivan Cleary. Looking for a third grand final, but the games are building up. If he can't get there, it really becomes a bit of a millstone around his neck. But anyway, that's tomorrow's game. We're going to take a break and we'll come back and now preview this game in much more depth. South Sydney versus the Manly Seagulls. Triple M rocking finals footy. Canadian Club bring us primetime.
Triple M's NRL primetime for Canadian Club. Over beer? Well, Canadian Club wants to stock your fridge.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
So, crowd coming in here at Suncorp Stadium as we get ready for this game, which is about 25 minutes away. Moses Suli in for Brad Parker and Marty Tapau to start off the bench. Sean Kepi to start. South Sydney 1-17. Now, Wendell Saylor, Mark Guy.
Yeah.
We did this during Origin and it was so successful.
Yep.
We're doing it again.
Okay.
We are playing, gentlemen, you Saylor versus you Guy for a Cadbury twirl.
Yep.
Wendell, you can go first.
Yes, please.
You can pick either team one or team two here.
Yep.
Pick it. Just give me a number, one or two. I just need
one, because I'm number one.
One. Okay. How many of the South Sydney 2014 Grand Final team can you name? This is very short notice.
Oh, mate.
So I've caught you on the hop here.
Yeah. Okay. I reckon I can only name seven.
Oh, well, let's go.
Thomas Burgess,
yes.
George Burgess,
yes.
Sam Burgess,
three.
Dylan Walker,
four.
Adam Reynolds,
five.
John Sutton, Appy Coruscant,
seven.
John Sutton,
you did him.
Yep.
Oh, okay. And then Ben Teo,
eight. You're going all right. Don't rush.
Okay.
Don't rush it.
Okay.
You're missing a couple of absolute obvious ones.
Yeah. Lottie Dakiri.
Yes.
Bang. That's nine.
That's, I thought you said Lottie first.
Ah, mate, Lottie.
Dylan Walker was a good one.
Yeah. I'm done. I'm booked.
The Goanna.
Coruscant.
Oh, gee, hi.
Arpy Coruscant.
Yeah.
Oh, you've made... This is like the chase.
Yeah.
I hated MG when the chase... Because I love the chase.
Yeah, I love all the afternoon shows. Right. I watch that and then I watch Eddie.
But when they've only left like eight for the chase. You think, I'm not even going to bother watching.
Yeah, no.
So I'm going to Eddie. I'm going to his. So how many did Wendell get there? You've got eight? Nine.
Nine. That's good.
So you need 10 of these, MG.
Okay.
Manly last played a grand final in 2013 against the Roosters. Can you name 10 Manly Seagulls to win the Cadbury Twirl?
I'll just give it a chop it now. There's no chance.
I would say Foran. I would say CCE.
Yes.
I would say Jamie Lyon.
Yes.
I would say the Stewart brothers.
Oh, five down, five to go.
I would say... Who was it? Steve Maddie.
Yes.
Six.
What about the 12? The 12? What's the 12?
The 12?
Yeah, the 12. It's a chocolate. Chocky.
What are you talking about?
The 12.
Yeah.
Chocky.
Yeah,
Chocky Whatmow.
Anthony Whatmow.
Yeah.
Half a point.
He's trying to get me disqualified.
No. He's trying to.
Yeah.
I know he is.
I'm helping you out.
I'm giving you half a point there. If you tie, you'll win a tiebreaker. You haven't got the wingers yet.
Oh, the wingers. Mine's a referee. What's his name? It's on top of my tongue.
What, Luke Phillips?
No, the other one.
Robbo.
Yeah.
Dell, I think you're going to get the chocolate.
Scored a hat-trick.
Yeah, Robinson.
No, he didn't play that night.
Oh, well. Sorry, mate. He's wrong.
Running out of time.
Yeah,
Wow. Yeah. And the Cadbury Twirl goes to Wendell Saylor.
I did it, Origin, too. I won the Origin, too. That's what I do, mate.
The Manly team was Brett Stewart, George Tafua.
That's George Tafua.
Let me get there.
Okay.
Jamie Lyon, Steve Mattai, David the Wolfman Williams.
Wolfman.
Four of these two you got. Now, Brent Lawrence would have been a good get.
Yes.
Matt Ballon. Brent Cott.
Matty Ballon, yep.
Watmo. Justin Horro was the second row. Glenn Stewart.
Really?
And the bench, you didn't get any of these. David Gower, Jamie Bure, Tom Simons, and Big Georgie Rose.
Oh, well.
And I apologise, boys.
The South Sydney team, GI. I can't believe you didn't get GI, Dell.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Didn't matter. You got there. Alex Johnston. Dylan Walker. Kurosomi Avaa. Lottie Takiri. Luke Fury. Adam Reynolds, George Burgess, Arpi Korosau, that was only his 14th game, Arpi. Isaac Luke was suspended. Dave Tyrrell, was he the one that was knocked out? Or might have been Jason Clark. Ben Teo, John Sutton, Sam Burgess, and then the bench, Jason Clark, Kyle Turner.
Yes.
Wow,
Chris McQueen.
Oh, well, yes.
And Tom Burgess. So there you go. Thank you for playing, everybody. Gordon, tell us, you've got some massive news, I'm told.
Yeah, Dan, I was here and Adam Reynolds had run on the field and did a semi-fitness test. He was doing some run-through, stop-start. You know, you run, say, 5 metres and turn really quick and come back. And then he had about a 3-minute break, spoke to the trainer and the physio, then had one kick a goal. Then he walked across the field. He looked a little bit concerned, did one more run through, and then walked back up in the tunnel. And South Sydney haven't even come out yet to warm up. Manly's just come out on the field to warm up.
And
that would have been 15 minutes ago. Sorry, guys, I had some gremlins in the system here.
Wow, that's massive. If he's out.
So I don't know, but he looked concerned.
Yeah.
Well, even if he doesn't goal kick, that is in itself a potential problem for them. So, wow, okay, so we'll keep an eye on that. That's obviously huge. I don't see anything here in terms of on Twitter. I went back on social media.
Oh, you're back, are you?
Yeah, okay, went back on Wednesday.
How you been? It's been good for the soul?
Mate, you know what?
Just don't read comments. That's what I don't do. I don't read comments.
You know what the issue was for me? The temptation to answer back.
Yes.
No,
because I had an absolute beauty of one to just give it to some bloke, and then I thought, what do I get out of this? All I'm going to do is get myself into trouble.
Yeah.
But no news there. So we'll wait and see. But we'll certainly. It was 2012, and South looked like they were really going to take it to Canterbury in the prelim final, and Reynolds did his hamstring that night, and Canterbury ended up winning 32 points to 8. So, not in another prelim. That was a long time ago. That was Adam Reynolds' first year. Wayne Bennett is with Cam Smith for Channel 9. Let's have a listen to that.
Wayne, a bit of drama pre-game, the Manly bus running late. change any preparation for the Rabbitohs?
Oh, no, not really. We got advice on the bus there that they're running late, so we just told them all they'd have another 10 or 15 minutes in the change rooms.
Been at this stage of the year plenty of times before. What's the message been for the team this week?
Oh, just to keep it simple, not to get ahead of ourselves and play the football that we know we can play, not try and do something that doesn't suit our game.
And much has been said about Manly's attack in particular. Tom Trbojevic, what's the plan to stop Turbo tonight?
Well, I said yesterday, tackling. I don't know any other way. I still don't have an answer for you other than tackling.
That's fair enough. Well, good luck tonight and thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks.
Well, he loses his nicer than Craig Bellamy. Didn't Bellamy want to shoot him?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Pull it, come here.
Yeah.
Slug gun.
All right, so we're going to take one more break.
I'm just trying to think, without Reynolds, who would goal kick if he's out or if he plays and can't kick? Who would be their goal kicker then? Who's their next up? Who's next in line?
Gagai.
Do it. I think.
Benji Marshall?
Oh, geez, yes.
Yeah, because Benji would come on.
Wow.
Benji would start then. Not a bad replacement, but you need Reynolds there.
Oh, he's in career best form, Reynolds.
It'd be the ultimate bit of showmanship if there's nothing wrong with him, and he's just put that on there to put it Manly in two points.
Well, you know what? It's the way these coaches both think. There's a few people thinking that maybe we might have been a ploy of Desi to have the...
Oh, the bus break.
Yeah.
Remember, it was him when they played South in the grand final. And South ran out there, the bell went off, and people were blowing up, probably rightly actually, but it was a great moment when they rang Russell Crowe and the elderly gentleman rang the bell, and South came out and they played Glory Glory, and Des just kept them waiting there for 5 minutes. Didn't work in the end, but it's a good question. Reynolds and Mitchell, their kickers this year. Blake Taff was goal kicker in round 25, so I suppose it'd be him. Dane Gagai hasn't kicked this year. He's kicked 18, had 18 attempts. Benji, he had a few shots last year, but hasn't been a permanent kicker since 2013. Anyway, cross that bridge when we get there. Triple M rocking the finals. Hope you're enjoying the pregame. Thanks to Canadian Club, and of course, we're thanks to Ream Hot Water and to Macca's as well.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Yes, indeed. We're about 11 minutes from kickoff. South Sydney versus Manly, live from Suncorp Stadium. Tomorrow, Suncorp Stadium, 3 p.m. We're on air. So we've got Tony Squires and his team on from midday as normal, and that'll go straight into the pregame, 3 p.m. Myself, Sterlo and Gerds, isn't it? That's the team tomorrow. Lovely. Ben Dobbin on the sideline as well. And 4 p.m. is when the game will start. Now, we're watching images here of South Sydney in the dressing rooms. They're just trying to get a shot of Adam Reynolds, who Gordy said looked like he was struggling a little. Let's take this live. Des Hasler with Channel 9.
Thank you. Nah, I'm not playing. Hey, I see Moses Suli is in tonight for Brad Parker. No loss there. He's a really good player, isn't he?
Yeah, it was a real tough one. It was with the Caps yesterday, and it was just, you heard it during the run, so it was, not risk. Give him a week off and get him ready. And, Moses comes
in. Souths are attacking. They're geniuses. You're the smartest bloke I know. Have you worked out how to stop them?
Oh, I think there's a couple of things you need to do. I think it's been talked about all week, both sides, I think. Possessions are really important. One in there in this particular game. And then when the opportunities come by, you've got to nail them.
All right. And Dylan Walker, mate's been outstanding. Former Souths player up against his old club. Off the bench, he's been tremendous.
Yeah, no, he's just, as I described Dylan before, he's just a real footballer. Loads of experience. He offers a lot, and there's certainly just a tempo when he comes on.
Thanks, Des. Go on, enjoy
yourself. All right. Thank you to Fatty. Thank you to Des Haswell as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
2021. A year where players have been tested like never before.
The risk to stay in New South Wales was too great, so we were left with no choice but to move all our teams to Queensland.
Every week, a step into the unknown.
Operation Exit, COVID Sydney. Next stop, Queensland's bubbles.
But now, that's all behind us.
The finals are here at last.
We've bid farewell to 12 teams.
Goodbye!
Every moment of the NRL Finals lives here. Now, the Rabbitohs feed the Sea Eagles. For Ream and McDonald's, Triple M rocks Finals footy.
Suncorp Stadium, the venue. South Sydney versus Manly. Manly's first preliminary final in 8 years. They're trying to make the grand final for the first time since 2013. And South, the last time they made it, they won it back in 2014. So either way, whoever wins jumps a big hurdle tonight and makes the big game for the first time in quite some time. We've got Mark Guy, we've got Wendell Saylor and Gordon Tallis. Your call team tonight with Dan Ganane. South in their fourth straight preliminary final. They've been so successful over the last decade, but still, this would be, if they were to win this, just their second grand final in 50 years. Oh. Opportunities like this don't come too often, MG, and we hear about the premiership window and yep. No Wayne Bennett next year, no Adam Reynolds. Is this really now or never for this group of South Sydney players?
Oh, I believe so. I believe so, yeah. I still think they're going to be very competitive in the next couple of years, you know, with the calibre of player they've got. But Reynolds gone, Bennett gone. I put my hand up, and as soon as Latrell Mitchell was suspended, I said they can't win the comp. That all changed 2 weeks ago when they beat Penrith and turned this finals campaign up on its head, and they can win the comp. There's no doubt they can win the comp.
So we're looking, Wendell, here at some images of South Sydney. Well, Adam Reynolds doesn't look like a bloke who is not going to play tonight. He's in his team uniform, so Gordy telling us he looked a bit hampered, which may well be the case. But, Wayne, what would he be saying here, Wendell? What's the tone of this speech just before they run out on the field?
Yeah, well, everybody knows their roles, and just the simple things. You know, the completions, you need to run hard and tackle hard. It's a very simple philosophy from Wayne Bennett. All that other stuff, all that attacking and that fancy stuff, that comes after you win that war of attrition early. And that's the best thing about Wayne. I've seen it at the Broncos, the Dragons, and obviously South over the years. And he'll know in his head too. Prelim final, Suncorp Stadium. He knows you got to go through Manly, through the middle to win this game.
MG, there's body language, and then there's dressing room 5 minutes before the game. Body language. Are you seeing anything from these images that tells you which way this game's going to go?
Well, the fact that South Sydney stayed in the dressing room is telling. I would love, if I'm playing in this game at Suncorp Stadium and I had the chance to stay in the dressing room or go out in the field, I'd stay in the dressing room and warm up.
Well, you've always hated the...
I just love the fact that you are more condensed. You run out for the first time and you go, wow, here we are, prelim final. So it'll be, when you're out in the field before a game, it kind of takes
it out, doesn't
the
it?
Air out of the balloon a bit.
Yeah, because you know what I reckon? It's like when you watch, those old sort of movies like, the Coliseums and that.
Yeah.
You know, and you stay inside. And I noticed too, like, when you're a back three, they want you to go out there and catch and kick and that. I didn't like that. I wanted to wait inside. And once you just want to feel that sort of the euphoria of the crowd.
It's like a vortex. You run out, they just, it's a sketcher.
Gordy, you're on the sideline. Oh, we're going to get a bit of a show here.
Here we go.
How good. No, look, do you know what? It's funny. South didn't come out to warm up, and I love that. I love coming out and seeing the crowd for the first time. I don't remember watching Bruce Springsteen come out and tune his own guitars before he comes out. First song. So,
well said. Yeah.
And South Sydney won the toss. Manly will be running left to right, so I'm told, and South Sydney will be receiving the football. So,
all right,
let's go.
Let's go. Let's go, baby.
So a good bit of a light show here at Suncorp, and now Manly back in the dressing room, arm in arm, as they prepare here. Interesting, Jake Dubois just out on his own there, just fiddling with a few things while a bunch of seagulls are there in a circle. Everyone has their own way of preparing for this game. How many here, Gordy? What about 25?
Yeah, I'd say 25. There's some up on the second level, none up the top. So, it's a pretty good crowd. Pretty good crowd. I'd say 25,000.
All right. Well, now, Manly, you might have heard the bell a few seconds ago, which indicates a couple of minutes left. So we're not too far away here. The 18th men, by the way, Patrick Mago for South, and Tevita Funa for Manly. Let's hope neither. I'm sure their families are hoping they're needed at some point, but let's hope there's not too many dramas tonight, and the 17 that start this game could finish them.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream, steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.